You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a lot of information to cover on this particular edition of the DX Audio Service, so let's jump right in. First of all, we've had a lot of misdirected mail here at the DX Audio Service and also up at headquarters, so we'd like to pass along some of the addresses for the DX Audio Service and some of the other departments. First of all, if you have any change in your subscription, an address change, name change, or whatever, or perhaps you're renewing your subscription, or maybe buying a subscription for some other person, anything to do with the business end of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, that information should go to National Radio Club Headquarters. The address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. If you're renewing your subscription, or maybe buying a new subscription, or checking out some back issues, you can also pay by credit card by calling this special number, area code 608-423-4159. No collect calls will be accepted. Best time to call is about 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have a contribution to the DX Audio Service in the form of an article, there are several ways in which you can send that to us. First of all, if it's just a little news tidbit, you can call us on the action line at area code 419-224-3916. If it's in printed form, you can send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 Mackenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have access to a computer system or a computer terminal that carries the FidoNet Netmail system, you can send it to us in the form of a file or message. Our bulletin board here in Lima, Ohio, is accessible at calling 419-228-7236, or you can send it via Netmail at FidoNet1:234/16. We'd like to hear from you. Just be sure you send it to the right location. Those members that subscribe via the returnable service should make note of this. Hopefully you did get this notice in the mail. But due to technical problems, logistics, damaged return tapes, and the large volume of tapes that we're now having to produce, we're no longer able to provide the $12 returnable tape service. This new program will become effective with the August 1990 cassette tape, which will begin the non-returnable service. New expiration dates will reflect the change in the service. Basically, for those of you that have the returnable service, for every 2 months of returnable service, you'll be given 1 month of non-returnable service. We apologize for any inconvenience that this might cause. We just had too many problems with the returnable service. Our friends at Radio Netherlands and Jonathan Marks and the whole gang remind us that the Radio Netherlands Summer English Schedule is out, which is March 25th through September 30th, 1990. All transmissions are 55 minutes long except the 0830 UTC transmission to the Pacific, which runs Monday through Saturday for 25 minutes. At 0730 UTC, the main area served will be New Zealand on a frequency of 9715 and 9630. At 0830, New Zealand will also be served on 9770, but not on Sundays. At 0830, Southeast Asia will be served on a frequency of 21485 and 17575. At 10:30 UTC, Australia and the Caribbean will be served on 11890 and 6020. At 11:30, Southeast Asia will be served on 21520, 21480, and 17575. Also at 11:30 UTC, Europe will be served on 9715 and 5955. At 14:30 UTC, Southwest Asia and Europe will be served on a whole bunch of frequencies, including 17605, 5955, 17575, 15150, and 13770. At 16:30 UTC, Southern and East Africa will be served on 15570 and 6020. At 1830 UTC, South and Central Africa will be served on a frequency of 21685, 17605, 15560, and 6020. On 2030 UTC, West Africa will be served on a frequency of 15560, 13700, and also on 9860. At 0030 UTC, Eastern North America will be served on frequencies of 11740, 6165, and 6020. And finally, at 0330 UTC, Western North America will be served on 9590 and 6165. If you decide to write to the radio station, Radio Netherlands, and obtain a QSL, be sure that you mention that you heard this schedule here on the DX Audio Service. From time to time, you might hear some noise in the background of the program. We're recording the show on the patio. It's such a nice day to be recording the show. We just thought we'd do a little outside activity. I wonder if this qualifies as a remote broadcast. Anyways, we'll see if John Bowker will come out a little bit later with the travel log. I'm sure John will bring his Long Island iced tea with him. And, of course, Phil Wayne, Jerry Starr, and the whole bunch. I'd like to make mention that we have several subscribers which need to renew their edition of the DX Audio Service. Richard, David, Ann, John, also Robert, Greg, Barry, and also Douglas and Randy. Be sure to renew your subscription to the DX Audio Service so you don't miss any of the action. Just before we get into Jerry Starr, I'd like to remind you, the very newest, the very greatest, the very best. Every NRC product is in here. What's that, you ask? Well, it's the National Radio Club product catalog. It's the Spring 1990 edition, and you can be the first in your neighborhood to have it. It only costs $1 for your personal copy, and send it to NRC Publications, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. You might want to jot a note in there and just say hello to Ken Chatterton, who heads up the NRC Publication Center, and Ken will send you out this product catalog with oodles of information in it, all kinds of books, stationery, of course, don't forget the NRC mugs, whole lot more. It's all in the product catalog, the National Radio Club product catalog for Spring 1990. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch Column. Jerry?
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch. From the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine, we have two editions of AM Switch on this month's audio service, starting with AM Switch reference number 228 and call letter changes, quite a few. Starting with a new station on 650 in Pittsville, Maryland, will be WRUB. 810 WBLW Royston, Georgia, changes to WBIC. On 850, KBBM Waldport, Oregon becomes KORC. 910, KMJC El Cajon, California changes to KERC. On 1030, news station in Cortero, Arizona will be KEVT. 1050, WDAK Alexander City, Alabama will be WASY. We have two changes on 1240. KYOR Globe, Arizona, changing to KJAA, and KZBO Billings, Montana. Last month we told you they were changing to KZBO. They did not. That call letter was set aside, so 1240 in Billings, Montana remains KUUS. 1250 KPRE Paris, Texas becomes KGDD. We have two changes on 1280. WSUX in Seaford, Delaware becomes WECY, and WKZJ Lake Wales, Florida becomes WIPC. They're returning to a former call. On 1320, KZAM Springfield, Oregon changes to KHNN. 1330, WSGG Scottsboro, Alabama becomes WZCT. 1340, KMJI Shreveport, Louisiana Louisiana moves to KRMD. Two changes on 1360. WYXY in Cypress Gardens, Florida changes to WHNR. And WGNN Lawrenceville, Georgia becomes WPLO. There's an old Atlanta area call coming back to the airwaves. On 1370, KFON in Rollingwood, Texas goes back to a former call of KOKE. 1380, WVIN Bath, New York becomes WABH. On 1390, KCLN Clinton, Iowa becomes KLNT. On 1430, WRLT Madison, Tennessee changes to WHNK. On 1510, KZKZ Greenwood, Arkansas changes to KVOG. And on 1520, KXKW in Lafayette, Louisiana becomes KINF. Grants for new stations, well, there were three granted in this edition. On 650, we mentioned the call already in Pittsville, Maryland. There'll be 250 watts with a directional daytime-only antenna system. On 700, Dothan, Alabama, 5,000 watts, also directional and daytime-only. And on 1030, Cortero, Arizona, 10,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. The antenna will be U4. Several highlights from applications from existing stations. First of all, this was an existing application on 1060. There's an application pending for a new station in Holly, Texas. That application has now been amended to share the city of license as Hamby, Texas. On 1080, WLVN Laverne, Alabama changes their city of license to Brantley, Alabama, if granted. These are applications, don't forget. And on 1110, KJTT Oak Harbor, Washington would like to avoid their 1090 interference by moving to 1520 kilohertz. In our otherness column from 228, some interesting things are going on 570 KKWM Dallas, Texas. This station is being purchased by the owners of KLIF on 1190. If that purchase goes through, KLIF will move their call and their programming to 570, and the 1190 facility will be sold to new owners. On 580 KANA Anaconda, Montana, this station is silent. 680 WLSY, Newburgh, Kentucky. Although this station has been conducting on-the-air tests since last year, they have still not begun regular programming. However, we now understand from a newspaper article published in Louisville recently that by the time this reaches you, this station may finally be on the air. On 820 WNYC, New York, New York. The town's so nice, they named it twice. This station is now here from its old frequency of 830. However, at the moment, they are still running daytime only and do not appear to have their 50,000-watt power operational yet. On 870 WKZN Gorham, Maine, this station is now here from their former frequency of 1590. On 950 WKZX Presque Isle, Maine, this station has gone silent. 1110 CBD, St. John, Nova Scotia. This station is silent, will not be returning. It has been replaced by an FM facility. On 1160 WELX, Callahan, Florida. Target date for this new station, 1st of May, 1990. So it may be on the air by the time you're hearing this. On 1270 WMCL, Monticello, Mississippi. This station is silent, and the owner is advertising the tower, transmitter, and all equipment for sale in what he terms a liquidation sale. So it looks like this station may be gone for good. 1300 CBAF Moncton, New Brunswick. This station is silent. Same deal as CBD above. They have been replaced by an FM facility and will not be returning to the air on AM. 1310 KMYX Taft, California. Silent station is now back on the air. On 1340 KRCV Reno, Nevada. Station is silent. Also on 1340 WKGN Knoxville, Tennessee is silent. That makes three silent AM stations in the Knoxville market. Things not looking very good for amplitude modulation down there. On 1440 KKIP Lowell, Arkansas, this silent station has been sold. New owners expecting to put it back on the air soon. On 1510 KLLB, West Jordan, Utah, this silent station is expected to return to the air soon with this new call. They have been silent for quite some time under the call KZZI. And finally, on 1570 WKOL, Amsterdam, New York, we reported to you a couple months ago that this station was being purchased by the people who own the other AM station in Amsterdam. And in order to keep everything legal with the FCC, they had applied to move the 1570 station to Ballston Spa, New York. York. Now, the WCSS owners are requesting a sale of the 1570 facility to new owners. That means that 1570 can remain licensed to Amsterdam, assuming that sale goes through. Now, moving on to AM switch number 229, the final one for this edition of the DX Audio Service. And, of course, starting with a bunch of call letter changes and some interesting comments on call letters and how the FCC has been handling them recently. First of all, let's look at the changes. On 700, the new station in Dothan, Alabama, will have the calls WGZS. 710 WSVT, Smyrna, Tennessee, changes to WKXB. 770 KPBC, Garland, Texas. Now that they've moved to 770, they're going to put new calls on the air. The new calls will be KGGR. 890, new station in Rosamond, California, a very distant northeast suburb of the LA market. They'll be KAVR. On 910, KBLN, Sherman, Texas, changes to KXEB. 950, KZOW, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, becomes KJJO. 1070, WCIR, Beckley, West Virginia, changes to WIWS. 1230, WDJO, Cincinnati, Ohio, goes back to a former call, WUBE. On 1440, WWGT, Westbrook, Maine, becomes WLPZ. 1450, WFIX, Huntsville, Alabama, changes to WKGL. 1490, KZAO, Dardanelle, Arkansas, becomes KWXT. 1520, WKJR, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, changes to WQWQ. 1550, WKJY, Parsons, Tennessee, becomes WKJQ. More on that in just a second. And on 1560, KFRS, Sumner, Washington, becomes KZIZ. And noting the 1550 call change, the FCC has finally discovered their error in granting WKJY to Parsons, Tennessee, the former WTPB. This call was already assigned to an FM station on Long Island, New York. That is a fact that we pointed out here in AM Switch at the time the grant was made late last year. Now, we hate to keep harping on the woefully inept record-keeping that's going on at the FCC, but this latest example really points out how bad things are at the FCC right now. Despite their announcement over a year ago that they had hired a consultant to convert their call letter files over to computer, they are still keeping the call letter records on index cards in file drawers, believe it or not. And this is the master call inventory for all the broadcasting stations in the whole country, just on index cards. Now, what happened in the case of this call letter was simple. Someone had the card out for the station on Long Island and misplaced it. So when they went to look to see if WKJY was already assigned, the card file indicated it wasn't, and so the mistake was made. Now, we know NRC members who have single-handedly entered all the calls into their home computers in less than a week. Why the FCC can't do it with a high-priced consultant and a staff in more than a year is a question that probably none of us will ever be able to answer, except that it is the government, your tax dollars at work. By the way, there is still no clarification on the recent grant of KVOZ to the new station on 1550 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That call is still very much alive and on the air in Laredo, Texas on 890 kilohertz. Probably someone else misplaced a 3x5 card. Incredible. Applications for new station. There was one application on 560 for a 15-watt daytime, 39-watt nighttime synchronous transmitter that would relay daytimer WHND. An interesting sidelight, and this is the first time anyone has proposed to do this on a synchronous AM transmitter. WHND is a daytime-only station, so obviously they cannot broadcast on the synchro at night only. So at night, after they go off the air, they propose that the synchronous transmitter will rebroadcast WCSX-FM on 560 AM. Sort of interesting to see if that will fly. Applications from existing stations on 880 KKCM, Gonzales, California, would like to move their city of license to Delray Oaks, raise their power to 50,000 watts in the daytime. 1240 WJDQ, Marion, Mississippi, would like to move their city of license to Meridian, Mississippi. About a dozen years ago, they moved the other way. They were in Meridian and moved to Marion, and now they want to go back. And finally, on 1590 WPUL, South Daytona, Florida, wants to change their city of license to Port Orange, Florida. Taking a look at some otherness, here's kind of an interesting note on 540 KKJZ, Hesperia, California. At the moment, this is the only station, AM or FM, that is running a jazz format in the giant Los Angeles market. Their FM station, KKGO, used to be jazz. They changed to classical music, and now their jazz programming is on KKJZ only. Needless to say, a lot of the jazz buffs are making serious complaints about the quality of reception, and so they are going to do this. KKJZ is going to be rebroadcast on the subcarrier of their FM station, KKGO, Los Angeles, and they will attempt to market subcarrier converters to receive their subcarrier to their listeners at $150 a piece. It'll be interesting to see if their loyal listeners are $150 loyal. On 650 CKGA, Gander, Newfoundland, the station is now here, moving from 730. 900 WBXT, Canton, Ohio, station is silent. 980 KMIN, Grants, New Mexico, this station is here from 1400 kilohertz. They started life many years ago on 980, then moved to 1400, evidently didn't like it there, and now they're moving back. 990 WABX in Clair, Michigan, this station is silent, pending a sale. New owners, of course, will probably be putting it back on the air, since there's no reason to buy a station that won't be put back on the air. 1160 WPVG, Funkstown, Maryland, that's a suburb of Hagerstown. This new station should be on the air by the time you hear this. Air date was supposed to be April 30th. 1330 KINE, Kingsville, Texas, is silent. 1370 KMAP, South St. Paul, Minnesota, is silent. 1410 WMML, Mobile, Alabama, is silent. Also on 1410 KLFD in Litchfield, Minnesota, this silent station is now back on the air. 1520 WKQV, Eatonton, Georgia, this station was silent under the call of WDBS. They are now back on the air. 1550 WBZQ, Greenville, North Carolina, this station is silent. On 1570 WOKG in Warren, Ohio, this station was silent for a short period following a fire of what has been determined arson that burned the old farmhouse where this station studios and transmitter were located. The station now is back on the air, operating from several small truck trailers. On 1580 WBCP, Urbana, Illinois, the station was silent under the call WJTX. It's now back on the air. And also 1580 becomes a little more populated as WEBG, Ebensburg, Pennsylvania, silent station, also returns to the air. And that is all for now. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in a month on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And now, once again, here's Fred.
Thanks very much, Jerry. And if you'd like to write to Jerry with some information for the AM switch, here's the address to write to: Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And it's time now for a look at the DXChange column. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, and you'd like to have it listed, all you have to do is put it on a card or letter and send it to the DXChange, care of DX News Magazine. The address is 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427. Here's what we have on the DXChange for this edition of the DX Audio Service. First of all, Ron Clark at 6005 Christopher Court in Walkertown, North Carolina. Zip code is 27059. Area code 919-595-3411. Is interested in purchasing an AM stereo tuner, presumably the Realistic TM-152. If you have one of those, give Ron a call or write to him. Hellgate High School at 900 South Higgins Avenue in Missouri, Montana, zip code is 59801, is offering for sale a National HRO 500 solid-state general coverage communication receiver, which is 0 to 30 megahertz with matching National LF-10 preselector, which has a built-in speaker. Principal John E. Fimmel says that the receiver is an electronically perfect and is in very good condition. Also offered is a Palomar Engineers LF-1 loop amplifier with antenna for medium wave. In perfect condition, the HRO 500 and preselector are offered at $495 plus shipping, the loop at $55 plus shipping, both at $500 shipping paid. Mr. Fimmel may be contacted by phone at work at area code 406-728-2402 or at home at area code 406-721-5551. Be sure you mention the National Radio Club if you purchase these items. Also for sale, print and braille system. For IBM-compatible computers, the Brother HR40 Daisy Wheel printer with print and braille manuals, special soft roller for producing draft-quality braille, braille translation software for grade 1 and 2, and computer braille. Two text formatter programs for ASCII and WordPerfect files, print and braille, and disk-based documentation for all, tractor feed 60 weight braille paper included with ink ribbons. Original cost 1 year ago was $1,700. Will sell for $800 plus shipping. Contact Mr. Tandy Way, W-A-Y, at 8909 Peppermill Court in Tampa, Florida, 33634. Or you can call him at area code 813-885-7182. And that's some of the items we have on the DXChange. Again, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, send it to us at the DXChange, and we'll publish it in DX News Magazine and right here on the DX Audio Service. And we only have one CPC test for this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is for WHDH Radio in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Jim Mulvey is letting us know that WHDH on 850 kilohertz will conduct a on-air engineering test that will include many IDs for DXers on April 29th at 0500 to 0530 UTC. That's 0100 to 0130. Eastern Local Time. Now, this test will consist of CW and voice IDs and discussion. At some time during the test, a 1 kHz tone will be sent for 1 minute. WHDH operates with 50,000 watts on 850 kilohertz with studios at 441 Stewart Street in Boston, Massachusetts, 02116. Now, their transmitters are just west of the city in Newton, Mass. WHDH regularly receives reception reports from Europe and North America. We're encouraging reception reports and offer a WHDH QSL card. Reports must include some details of program content. We also encourage a self-addressed stamped envelope or return postage. If you hear this test, be sure to send the information to Mr. Jim Mulvey, M-U-L-V-E-Y, at WHDH Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Well, there's a theme we don't often hear, and that deals with convention. Yes, the convention is slowly approaching. It'll be this Labor Day weekend, which comes up toward the 1st of September, but it's toward the end of August, so it can creep up on you rather quickly. And from our convention host, Pittsburgh's own John Malicki, or is it Malicki, he reminds us to start saving your nickels and dimes for the 1990 NRC convention. Now, it'll be held on Friday, August 31st through Monday, September 3rd. You can send your auction items directly to John at this address, 995 Shady Crest Road. That's S-H-A-D-Y-C-R-E-S-T Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 15 15- 216-3023. John says the Steelers will also be playing the Eagles on Saturday night, so you won't want to miss that. We have, of course, the convention banquet, the auction. I hear there might even be a radio station at the convention. Who knows? But it's going to be a fantastic time. All you that have attended the conventions in the past know we have a good time. So don't forget the NRC 1990 convention in Pittsburgh.
Hello again, everybody, and thanks, Fred.
Well, let's see. This month, the Travelogue is going to cover yet another regional channel. That is an AM channel with a power limitation of 5,000 watts, at least in the continental United States. That's the way they define a regional channel, in part. In fact, let's see. If I look down the list of stations now on the air at 610 that are licensed by the FCC, what are there? I count 28 stations in the active FCC list, and the only two stations with powers greater than 5,000 watts are, predictably, in the distant island of Guam, and the other in the distant city of Miami. That's right. Oh, dear. Speaking of Miami, the day before my April DX audio service tape arrived, and I heard everything, a letter came in from Tim Hendel. And he lives in Miami, of course. And he was taking me to task for alleging that there are only two cities that had licensed stations operating at or below 600 kilohertz. Remember I mentioned that? And he was quick to point out that Memphis was an example I had overlooked. He had a couple of others. But I tore up his letter. I do that with all letters critical of the Travelogue, so I really don't recall what he said. Oh, one thing, Tim. Jacksonville, you can't count that. Come on. As you guessed in your letter, Orange Park is miles out of town, so that the fact that they got a station down at, 550, that doesn't count. Come on. Gosh. No, Tim does so much for us that I was delighted to get his letter, frankly. And incidentally, on all the correspondence I get from NRCers, I keep it in a folder with their return addresses so that when my wife and I get out on the road, Tim, you're going to have... No, I won't repeat what I was going to say about overnight company. No. Let's see. The other thing, Tim, if you were giving a speech in front of, what was your estimate, Fred, 300 people at the anniversary celebration last month? I think you would have goofed too, perhaps. Felt a little rushed. Well, I don't know. Yeah, and one thing I can assure all audio service subscribers, I'm sure, regardless of Fred's estimate of crowd size, there are going to be more people at the Pittsburgh National Radio Club Convention than there were at the DX Audio Service shindig last month, by far. And I'm still looking forward to Pittsburgh. Oh, boy. But the subject of the day is 610, and why it is that WIOD operates with 10,000 watts. And that's being done while FCC Rule Section 73.21 clearly limits the output power on a regional channel to 5,000 watts. The answer lies just a few miles to the south of Miami. A few miles from Miami, really, but in Cuba. And as most of you have heard on the air, Mr. Castro has elected to direct powerful radio signals toward our shores. And unless WIOD and some of the other stations we'll talk about later on were to operate with lots of power, Fidel would clobber them too. So as we go up the dial, we'll find several instances of stations operating with what the FCC calls STAs, that is, Special Temporary Authorities. All right, now, if you have your antennas all tuned to 492 meters, that's 610 kilohertz, and as usual, we'll start in the east and work our way south and west on the May 1990 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
The Spirit of New Hampshire, 61 WGIR, Manchester.
A barn collapse in Jaffrey.
This is WTOR Torrington, Northwest Connecticut Radio, 610 on your AM dial.
The show is Wrestling Radio again. This is 610 WIP, the WIP. Well, you know, I've been tongue-tied all morning because I'm excited about going to Baltimore.
It's hot outside.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Well, that's why you got to call the Kool-Aid Company, because it's hot outside. And if you need jewelry, you call Carver W. Reed, you know, all this. But anyway, we'll see everybody here next Saturday as we continue with Wrestling Radio here on 610 WIP, All Sports Radio.
The Flyer Station. 610 WIP, Philadelphia. All Sports Radio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel.
It's time to get up, you better get up. It's time to get with it in Philadelphia. And now the great day is with us. And to start it off properly, we'd like to be the first to say good morning and to welcome you to WIP.
It's time to get with it in Philadelphia and around Delaware.
Now, I got to interrupt the tape for a second because this next station may not be in too many of your logs. I know the NRC log doesn't carry it, but it's a licensed station. It's in the town of Radio, Ohio. I know that for the following reason. You see, Tandy Way sent me a cassette back 2-3 months ago, and thanks, Tandy. What a terrific band scan of the Tampa Bay area you sent. We'll be using that, of course. But one of the questions came up, since one of the IDs in the Tampa Bay area is a station in Tampa, but they don't say the call sign followed by the word just Tampa, they say the call sign followed by the word Tampa Bay. Turns out that's okay, Tandy. The FCC rule says that you've got to give the city of license immediately after the call letters, and they do allow you to throw in the frequency in between the two, and there's even a provision if you want to list the name of the company. And a few stations, like in Nashville, a couple of them do it, and a few others, too. But you give the call letters and then the city of license. So when they say their call sign followed by the word Tampa, regardless of what follows, they've satisfied the ID. But now that's why I'm telling you this next station is located in the town of Radio, Ohio, and it's at 610. You don't believe me? Listen.
It's 8 o'clock on the full-service giant in Columbus. 610 WTVN Radio.
The school note of the day, Linworth Campus, Worthington School, still closed.
Okay, let's slip down south to that super powerhouse in Miami. 10,000 watt WIOD.
WIOD, don't let the good things slip by.
This is WIOD, Miami, the sports voice of Florida.
Admiral Zumwalt is on Jim Bohannon Show tomorrow night. We'll be back with Joseph Heller on the Larry King Show following the news. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
You're listening to 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Roger W. Morgan.
WSGN, Birmingham.
Big deal. Get out of here with it. Here's Aretha, baby, in 1 minute until 7 a.m.
Okay. Tandy, since we're making a student of you out of you of station breaks and what's a legal ID, see what you think of this one.
74 degrees on Signal Hill at 61 Country. Again, the hour's top story, President Reagan and Gorbachev will meet for a summit December 7th in Washington, D.C. That's news at AccuWeather, Frank Haynes, WDAF. Kansas City is 61 Country, where your winning check number can win you up to 10 grand.
KILT Houston means weekend gold.
No one told me about
KGGM Radio, Albuquerque.
61 AM, the new KRKE, Albuquerque.
610 KAVL Lancaster, Palmdale. You can call me out. It's 11 o'clock, time for AP Network News.
That's news on the hour on KONA, Pasco, Kennewick, Richland, Washington, Stereo 61.
And lest you think we forgot KFRC, by no means did we. Actually, this last cut is a collector's item. Those of you on the West Coast who are familiar with is Billy Ocean, the disc jockey, this was his swan song on KFRC. Listen.
Bobby Ocean,
KFRC, San Francisco.
12 o'clock, high noon at KFRC, San Francisco. Lunchtime, break out the little bag mama, and... this is the last time I'm going to be able to tell you this, so this time do it, man. Turn the volume knob up. Roll them tape recorders. Sell this in about 5 years or so. Make a few bucks, maybe, if we're lucky. I have no idea, really. I'm just a new kid around here, actually.
Oh, dear. You know, I must have about 3 hours of KFRC air checks here in the studio somewhere. What do you say we curl our way back home for another month up through the great northern plains and the northern central states?
610 is KDAL, Duluth, and Superior. CBS News, this is Dan Raviv in Valletta, Malta.
Incidentally, hey, Mike Dukin, who gave me that ID, I don't have your return address. So if you're listening to this, send me just a postcard or something with your return address on it, okay? And I'll send you off some stuff. Thanks so very much for all the work from Ironwood that you've done. Our final cassette today comes from Charlie Ray's home area. Kinda. St. Catharines. Close enough, Charlie?
Your station has the best music in St. Catharines, Niagara. 610 CKTV.
My goodness, that's a pleasant voice. I like that. CKTB. Well, say, I want to acknowledge receipt of some tapes. Ron Clark sent in a dandy, and it follows up and updates his satellite report. Remember we had that on the DX audio service last fall about satellites that are carrying actual radio stations? So that's great to have, too, and thanks so much, Ron. Mark Stricker, he passed along a tape just jammed with IDs from a recent trip he took to the sunny south, so we'll be hearing parts of that as it fits into the travelogue. And a tape from John W. Smith. Great to hear from you again, John. Terrific. I haven't finished all that tape from Mike Dukin up in the Indian country of Wisconsin. But it'll all come together, as I hope we all will, in a month from now, right here. Fred?
Thanks, John, and hope to see you during the convention, and maybe you'll be on our air staff there of the newest station in Pittsburgh, eh? Hey, I got a trivia question for you, John, and also for our listeners here on the audio service. Two-part trivia question. Remember that station that John said was in Radio, Ohio? What city is it actually licensed to? Okay, that's part one of the question. Part two is, what vocal group did this station's jingles? It's a specific vocal group that was on the top 40 charts, did records during the 50s, and they did the station's jingles. What musical vocal group did the station's jingles? We'll start out with the jingle that they played right when they dumped a nighttime pattern.
Tuesday night. Well, all right. You're tuned to 610 WDBN. Nighttime radio. It's Wednesday afternoon, happy and gay, WTBN all the way. Radio 610.
And how about the jingle that they use coming from nighttime to daytime pattern, Monday morning during drive time?
Get up for the sun, it's Monday morning, get up, come on, let's go. WTBN at 610, your Monday morning radio.
It's now time for a new column to the DX audio service called Target DX by Jim Renfrew of Rochester, New York. If you have any DXing tips, some shared tips, please pass them along to Jim Renfrew, 61 Wilcox Street, Rochester, New York, 14606. We welcome Rick Dow to Target DX with his observations about hearing the Pacific Northwest and New England, no small feat from his location in the Great Midwest. I, too, have had lots of difficulty in reaching stations from the Pacific Northwest, and I'm much closer than you are. Only during the good openings to that region have I had any success. On 11/22 of 88, I found a good duck into British Columbia on my car radio while heading home around 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. As soon as I got home, I flipped on my Reader's Digest 10-band radio, which is what I DX with back then, and found CKWX dominating on 11:30. On Monday morning, on 2/27 of 89, I happened upon the best Western opening of the season. At 3:06 Central Standard Time, I caught the very end of CBU's 690 sign-off. Taking this as a hint, I flipped up to 1,000 and nulled out KTOK. Minutes later, there was KOMO. Rick has received QSLs from both CKWX and KOMO. The only northwestern state he is missing now is Oregon. He suspects that KEX 1190 may be the best chance, but all he hears is KLIF, KJLA, and WOWO. He hasn't been able to hear KPNW on 1120 through KMOX on sunset skip or during Monday morning silent periods. It gets easier moving into the mountain states, according to Rick. He has heard KBOI 690, 670 from Idaho, Idaho, but there are four from the Montana area that he's heard. KGHL 790, by far the easiest. KATL 770, KXTL 1370, and KURL on 730. Alberta is a little bit tougher with CBR 1010 and CFAC 960, the most likely to be heard. The only two stations from Massachusetts have been heard is WBZ 1030 and WADN on 1120, and WTIC 1080 from Connecticut. WADN was heard during the recent NRC test. Here's a list of what he's looking for from the six eastern states. WSKW 1160 in Maine, WRIB 1220 in Rhode Island, WVMT 620 in Vermont, WHEB 750, or possibly WFEA 1370 from New Hampshire, WSEA 900, and WDEL 1150 in Delaware. Rick states that he's looking for New England when he hears WBZ 1030 and CBJ on 1580 coming in well. I have an idea that future NRC tests are Rick's best bet for New England. He's also looking for New Jersey in WPAT 930 and WJLK 1310. For what it's worth, Rick, WABC 770 transmits from that state. Hearing both coasts in one night is pretty easy. KFI on the west, WBZ, WRVA, and the New York City stations on the east. Of course, the fact that I live in the Midwest tends to give a little bit better advantage over anyone else living on either coast. Thank you, Rick, for writing to Target DX. Until next time, Jim Renfrew, 73, and Good DX. On part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, we'll hear from Phil Wayne. We'll take a look at what you've heard with Bill Hale and Domestic DX Digest, and a whole lot more. So stay tuned to your DX Audio Service.